All the hubbub surrounding the last-minute pardons granted by President Clinton before he moved out of the White House distracted attention from an effort in New Mexico to win a similar reprieve for the infamous outlaw Billy the Kid. With advice that Clinton might have done well to take himself, essayist Kate Nelson urges New Mexico's politicians to exercise restraint.
Our visual memory of Billy the Kid comes from one fuzzy photograph of a rakish cowboy, his hat tilted, his grin buck-toothed, his right hand resting on a rifle. In it, you can see both sides of the former Henry McCarty, later known as William H. Bonney, before he became Kid Antrim, and finally, Billy the Kid. There's the hardliner's view. Billy is a dim-witted punk, a hoodlum who killed 21 men before he turned 21. And there's the romanticist view. Billy is a freedom fighter against a corrupt government, a ladies' man who lived fast, died young. There's a bit of truth, but a lot more legend in both. Billy's mythology grew out of an 1878 shoot-'em-up war in which no one can claim moral superiority. The Lincoln County War turned a tiny New Mexico town into a bloodbath over which of two merchants could sell beef to the Mescalero Apaches. There were too many bad guys to count, but among them, only Billy was sentenced to hang. Instead, he escaped, violently and fabulously, killing two lawmen as he fled the Lincoln County courthouse. Pursued across the territory, he was eventually gunned down by the fabled sheriff, Pat Garrett, in a dark bedroom after asking in Spanish, "¿Quién es?" Who is it? He might as well have been talking about himself. A purported descendant of Billy's had asked the legislature to pardon the kid, saying he was tired of the stigma of being a purported descendant of Billy's. Legislators turned him down, in part because the main point of a pardon is to restore a felon's voting rights. Encouraging dead people to vote seems unnecessary in American politics. But there's a bigger reason to refrain from letting Billy off his historical hook. In Billy's times, the American West was a dangerous, capricious place, where you were as likely to die from tuberculosis or a horse's kick as from a bullet. Billy was just as dangerous, just as capricious. He is, the spirit of a young and decidedly wild West. Out here, the dream of freedom and its lore of outlaws endures. It's in the fortified encampments of survivalist groups. It's in that obstinate refusal we have to using our turn signals. We can't pardon Billy. The Western imagination demands that he be both our footloose friend and a shackled outlaw, a mystery man forever haunting the mountains and valleys, someone we love because even when he's being good, he's just so bad.
Kate Nelson is a columnist at the Albuquerque Tribune.